Hey there, I'm Katie Stone Perez, the director of Mixer Interactive and Developer Success. Welcome to the last day, Friday, of GDC. We have survived.
Yes.
I am so thrilled to have with us one of our partner streamers here at Mixer, Bicycle Walrus from DM21 Gaming.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm exhausted.
Yes.
It's been a very long week.
Yes.
Got here on Monday, set everything up on Tuesday, 3 days of shoutcasting, and now we're here.
Yeah.
I'm done for the day.
Okay.
So this is the relaxing part.
Oh, I'm glad for you. Hopefully you guys have actually been watching along. So he's been shoutcasting for Darwin Project.
Yes.
Which is a fantastic new game out. It's a battle royale style game. And you actually have a shoutcaster, which is what he's been doing, and he actually gets to go in and actually help cast votes to the Mixer audience, and then you guys actually get to vote and say what's actually gonna happen within the game.
That's right, pretty much, yeah. It utilizes Mixer Interactive. It does a lot of really cool things. One of the biggest things that I like doing is just trying to see if I can manipulate the players and the audience into doing my bidding. I mean, you get to vote, but who ultimately gets to say?
I love the drama you bring into it.
Oh, you got to. I mean, like, it's the Hunger Games, you know?
Yeah.
And the neat idea was Darwin Project was sort of brought up a couple of years ago. And I've been working with the developers since June. And before they knew about Beam or Mixer, now Mixer, they were like, man, we have to make our own platform.
Yeah.
Which is what we've seen Outpost Games do with SOS as an example. And then they said, oh, wait a minute, we don't have to make our own platform. Mixer does it for us.
Exactly.
And they just wholeheartedly went after it.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool. So it's an interesting story how that came to be. A lot of people don't realize that game's been in development for years.
Yeah.
And now it's coming out. It's really good.
So what is it like for you as a streamer to now have something like Mixer Interactive?
I mean, like, I've been struggling to find sort of a voice on streaming for a long time. Like, I've been a content creation since August of 2015.
Oh, wow.
So August 2015, that's when I got started, and we were on YouTube mainly. Did a little bit of work on Twitch, and then finally it was like, no, this is not what I wanted. I didn't feel like I could connect. YouTube at least gave me the opportunity to stream higher quality content, but I didn't really find a home until I went to Beam, now Mixer, where not only do I have the ability to talk with FTL protocol and actually be able to have a real conversation in real time with my audience, which is super important. I don't have to wait 15 seconds to read a response. You know, it happens immediately. That now, that level of interaction, just the latency alone, opens up a whole new wealth of opportunity for developers, for content creators, for anybody, really, to just step up and do some things with their audiences that they've never been able to do before. Like, I can't help but advertise Mixer, even as I walk the floor at GDC.
Well, thank you.
And I even brought some people over to go talk to you guys, because it's like, hey, this is a really good idea. Have you thought about integrating with Mixer? And they're like, wait, what the heck is that? And it's like, oh, you don't know about our Lord and Savior, Mixer. I mean, like, it's insane. And so you tell them about it, and they're just like, whoa, this is cool. I need to come by and see it. And
you know, it's been fun this week. We've had a phenomenal response from the game developer community.
Absolutely.
A lot of people, you know, again, that low latency coupled with the opportunity to do interactivity just really, I think, does take it to the next level. And everything from, you know, we're talking to developers about just putting in things where you can cheer along in the game, to the point where, you know, you see things like Darwin, where people are actually, you know, really deciding, like with voting of what's going to happen in the game, or we have things where you have, you know, like Deep Rock Galactic, you have the ability to actually like launch enemies, and I love it. My gamer tag like pops up right on top of it and says, sweet, Cino is now like attacking you, right? And so I can actually see that happen instantly within those game experiences. Hyper Sentinel is another really fun one.
How do I ask you if I could talk about Hyper Sentinel?
Hyper Sentinel is a fun one. Yeah, we were doing an interview yesterday, so that's going to be up on Channel 9 for people to check out as well.
And that game just sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And for those who, can I describe it? Hyper Sentinel is a game that's got me super excited. It's a basic game. It's like Asteroid Destroyer, except the audience can tune in, hit a button, and attack me or defend me, depending on what team they're on. And It's a fully interactive game. There's leaderboards for the viewers, and it's something that everybody can participate in. And it's like, you know, through my stream, Hyper Sentinel allows everybody to just play along. And, you know, and one of the neat things about interactive is it's new. People are trying to figure out, like, what the heck do I do with interactive?
Yeah.
And they try it out. Usually the cooldowns are too short, they're too impactful, there's no balance, and so it's been hard. But Hyper Sentinel sounds exciting because they have built-in balance mechanisms where you have attackers and defenders. You get rewarded for taking me out or for defending me, and you want to be on the leaderboard. Maybe that's a great place for me to give away, you know, prizes. Who's on the top of the leaderboard? That's who I'm going to give a free copy of, you know, Sea of Thieves 2 or something like that.
Yep.
And it's super exciting. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I've been wanting to do on my channel forever, and it's the only place I could do it.
And it's so fun for me. So, I've been in the game industry for 17 years, and I've always gotten to have such amazing game development partners to work with, as well as, you know, and consumers. But this is the first time I've also really been in a role where I get to think about you guys as a partner streamer, what your experience is, and how do I help work with game developers. So we're creating an essence of community. We're creating a tool for you that allows you to go out and build those communities. And that's where I think interactive is so interesting, because it creates that rawness, that richness in that conversation that's happening in real time, you know?
I mean, it's not just a tool, though. I mean, like, you're innovating in a space. You're kind of pioneering here. So let's take Darwin Project as an example. And I have to talk about Darwin Project all the time because they're doing something and they're not getting recognition for it.
It is very cool.
Essentially, what they're doing is they're creating a real sport, a real e-sport.
Yeah.
E-sports today are pretty basic, okay? Everybody thinks it has to be super fair, super balanced, super perfect, rigidly balanced. And that's not how sports are. It's never been how any sporting event has ever been. There is three things you need in a sporting event. You need the players, you need an announcer to explain what the heck is going on, that's me, hi. And then you need a crowd. And the thing is that you need spectators. And spectators affect the sport. Football, the 12th man, very well known in Seattle.
Yep,
take a look at, watch basketball. When you're the away team and you got a free throw to win the game, what's the audience doing? They're screaming, they're yelling, they're heckling, and they make you miss that shot and you lose the game. The audience did that. And so it's something that a lot of game developers don't seem to understand when it comes to where esports
well,
is going.
I think we're just at that forefront, right? And I'm having these conversations. We're talking about the 12th man concept, and you know, how do you have people cheering, you know, on the stream, and they are, you know, the viewers themselves are becoming the players by cheering along, and that then is going to make the actual crowds in the stadiums go louder.
Exactly.
And that's going to make the players actually play better.
Oh yeah.
And the individual who's holding the controller is going to have greater success because of all of this happening.
We have our esports heroes. There's a few that you could probably name, and people go, yeah, I know who that guy is, Faker, as an example, you know. But the thing is that a lot of those people are just really into the game, very hyper-focused. They're not personalities, you know. Whereas you take a look at sports today, the Seattle Seahawks, I'm sure you can name a few people that you're like, oh yeah, you know, Marshawn Lynch, you know, that guy is a personality, and they have press conferences with these guys, and it blows up into a thing where you like the player. Well, now Darwin Project sort of enables that in such a way where we now have a complete sports feedback loop in esports. So that's what's been missing, is the trinity.
Yep.
We had the players, we've had the announcer, but the crowd didn't matter much.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
Now we actually have the crowd, and what they think, what they say, who they like is now important.
And even just by being there, by showing up, right?
Yeah.
I love that principle of we are better together. Just because you show up and view, even if you choose not to interact, just by being there, I think as game developers, we need to recognize your presence.
Exactly.
And bring that into the experience and really reward the player who is streaming and help them, you know, bring everybody along and recognize that that is an entire organization of viewership and community that's sitting there watching. So tell me a little bit about how long have you actually been streaming for then, you said?
I've been streaming for now 2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Yeah.
And
almost
this
three.
Is your professional?
Yeah, it's my full-time job.
Full-time job?
Yeah, it's my
Very
full-time
cool.
job.
I and came what, from, what made you convinced, like, what was the journey? What was the journey to get here?
Fear. I mean, like, honestly, it's not easy. It's a lot of hard work. You know, a lot of people look at like full-time streamers and they say, wow, they're living a life. You know, they're sitting there, they sit down, they play video games and that's it. No, I mean, it's a skill. You have a lot to learn about video editing, a lot to learn about broadcasting. You know, you gotta learn how to key. You gotta learn how to do proper audio. You gotta learn how to use an audio interface and a mixer. And you pick up a lot of professional skills that you take with you as you grow. Like even here, you know, there were a lot of questions that I needed to answer in terms of setting up, you know, the mixer portion of the booth. And like, you know, what are we gonna use? XSplitter OBS. What are we gonna use? You know, what are we gonna do for our overlays? How's the lighting? Where do I need to set the gain? Hey, can we turn the lights down or up? Or you know, there's lots of things that go into putting together a live stream, and it's
just having that energy, that personality.
Oh my gosh,
right?
All the time. 12 hours a day is how much I stream. Yeah. Thereabouts. Well, so 12 hours a day, every day, 7 days.
No wonder
days
you have those 5-hour energies in your pocket.
And actually, no, I have them because I was walking by the booth and I was like, well, that's an alternative to G Fuel. I'm just saying. Oh, no. Mixer crowd loves G Fuel. But no. It's, you know, for the most part, it's a lot of hard work. But the most important thing for me, and I think this is the key to, you know, why I've been successful, is that it's not about me. It's about the community that we can form. You know, we have a huge Discord community, and I have moderators that are the backbone of what I do. You're only as good as your moderators, and you're only as good as your regulars. And, you know, you could be as entertaining as possible, but unless you're providing a value-added service to your viewers, even if that's just community, even if it's knowledge and you teach somebody about a game like I do for Monster Hunter World, I teach a lot about Monster Hunter World. And I'm
actually so excited to start playing that this
weekend. That is a good game. It's a good game. If you have any questions, stop by my stream.
I got to meet the team last night, and I was hearing at dinner from other people how awesome it was. And then I actually
Wait, the team was there?
The team was at one of the events I was at last night, and we had a great talk.
Katie?
I'm sorry. Next year.
You failed me.
Next year, I promise. But I'm gonna have to pop in now, and you're gonna have to help teach me.
That's fine.
I can connect you two. I got his card.
Yes, please. I love that game. No, honestly, and you know, I came out here, and Devil Joe just came out like yesterday, the day before. They came out early, and I'm like, I can't play. I want to fight Devil Joe, and like, I'm out here doing this work, and it's tearing me up inside.
My daughter has a Detective Pikachu waiting for me at home tonight. So.
Oh, really?
That is, as well as our Detective Pikachu amiibo.
Yeah.
So that will be my evening once I get off the plane. So I love. It's so fun to get to be in a role where we get to game as much as we do.
You're gonna have a very fun weekend with Monster Hunter.
Yes. So what message do you have for game developers out there that you want them to understand as a streamer, you know, what you need and what they can do within their game that's gonna, you know, make you want to stream it more?
Well, and I don't know, I heard this, so if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But I heard, and this came from Major Nelson, so it's a good source. But Major Nelson said last year at the opening of Mixer, when Mixer first opened up, it said that 2017 would be the first year where more people or more minutes would be spent watching streams
and that
than actually playing the video games.
And that has actually happened, and it blows my mind.
Especially,
here's the thing, the video game playtime has not gone down.
No.
It continues to rise, but yet viewing of games has now overtaken it.
Correct. And
so
what that
phenomenal.
Means is that you now have two markets to think about when you consider game development. You have one market that is purely gameplay, playing the game, enjoying the game, etc. But now you have another market, a whole new market, and it's taken over internationally, not so much here in the U.S., but it's coming. But here in the U.S., where you want the audience to do more than just watch. And now we're having streaming as a profession. 2.5 million unique streamers on one platform. And, you know, granted, 2.5 million of them are hobbyists. But, you know,
It's a lot of connection, it's a lot of community.
And with that, so many people spending so much time in those communities, so many people just watching and paying attention to what's happening in gaming at a level that's never happened before, you have to consider the fact that now we aren't just making games for the players, We're making games for the audience too, which is why it's so important to involve interactivity and complete that feedback loop from player to the streamer to the audience and back and back and back. And this is the only platform that does it.
Very cool.
Which is super exciting.
Well, thank you so much for being here all week shoutcasting for us.
Yes.
It's so fun to get to interact with you every single time.
Thank you.
So please make sure to jump over and give a follow to Bicycle Walrus. And I will be watching.
That's DM21Gaming, Mixer.com.
At DM21Gaming.
I got a plug at Mixer.com/DM21Gaming.
There you go.
Be
and
there.
I'm going to be watching you this weekend, so you got to play some Monster Hunter World.
I got Monster Hunter to play, I got Sea of Thieves to play, and I got Darwin Project to play. I got a busy year, folks.
It's going to be a good one.
Yes.
Okay, thanks so much, and have fun from GDC.